Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on in to the Link Up. I apologize if I sound sick, because I am. But we're going to power through. I am your host, Ron the Don. Your other co-host, he's been trolling me before this episode even took place. Really building an empire over there where he from. He feeling himself a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Alan Xander, ladies and gentlemen.
But, Now, see, bro, let's just go ahead and let the people know what's going on, bro. See, let's stay in, y'all. Look, to sum it up, he a scrub. That's all there is to it. He a scrub. He can't beat me in nothing. In no games, bro. It's not happening. So, of course I'm always going to have this little, you know what I'm saying, smirk on my face, bro, because it's just like, scrub.
I mean, are you going to tell him the whole story? Because how can I beat you in a game that we haven't played yet? He keep delaying it.
2K25 does come out, and like, this is probably going to come out in the next couple of months. So
you just said last week you wasn't getting it.
I mean, look, man.
See, ladies and gentlemen, he capped.
Hey.
He capped.
Hey. If they bring back Create a Story, I have no choice but to get it.
Man, what they do? Like,
they bring back Story really, Designer?
God, I need them to do some in-depth tweaks to the actual game mode that I play, and that's Universe. WWE Universe. Like, yes. They got to.
It's been the same, honestly, since, what, 2K18? Or probably longer than that.
Yeah, I think longer than that.
Yeah.
All they did was add in a little rivalry cutscenes where you can control them, but other than that, still the same thing.
That begs the question, though. Like, which universe mode stood out more to you when you played Spent Out with the wrestling games? Like, Spent Out versus Raw 11, WWE 12?
Yeah, 11, because remember how when you just started universe mode, everything was set up, so like, the story continued for weeks. Like, they brought out Brock Lesnar. And then, like, you have...
That was WWE 12.
Oh, that was 12? I thought that was 11.
Yeah, because on that game, right, the first match you play, it's either the first match or the main event. As soon as you get done, bro, Brock Lesnar comes back. He come back, bro. And it just starts off a whole thing. Like, that was cool, bro. Like,
that was the best universe mode.
Like, come on, bro.
And then, you remember how the universe mode used to have like the draft where like you would just play a match and then whatever show from each brand won, you just automatically had the draft. You had that.
Yup.
They used to do the Survivor Series thing where they automatically had Team SmackDown versus Team Raw.
That's what I'm saying. Like they don't do that no more, bro. Like 2K,
just ruined everything, honestly.
Look, I'm gonna just say this, and I think honestly I would die on this hill, bro. After 2K20, the WWE game franchise completely lost its identity, bro. Lost its identity. It ain't never been the same since. I mean, yeah, we had good games. You know, we had good little runs with 2K22. They tried to come back with that. And then you had, you know, 2K24, which was all right. But the thing I'm noticing with these newer games is the fact that after a certain while, after you play them, they get boring.
They get dead, yeah.
They get boring. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I actually finished a My Rise mode. I don't think I ever finished a My Rise. I've never finished a My Rise.
Me, like, I think the only time I did was during COVID for 2K20.
Because there was it's a thing. There's so many other games to play now. So it's like a lot of these games like NBA 2K, WWE 2K, these games need to step their game up. Pun intended. Oh, because like GTA 6 drop, ain't nobody playing none of that. Like it's bad. It's gonna get bad, bro. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm telling you.
But without further ado, let's get in this thing, you know what I mean? Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, the big news. Let's talk about stuff that, you know, that everybody, that they want us to talk about. So,
man, let's kick it off. NXT was last night, but a certain gentleman that said that he had a lot to talk about but was not in attendance was one Corey Graves. In a tweet, he said, imagine chasing your dream, then being told, not deciding, that you're no longer physically able to pursue your dream. Then you dedicate your life to something dream adjacent and being pretty effing awesome at it. And then, when it's time to enjoy the fruits of your labor, being told you're not famous enough to do your own job, just in case you wonder where I've been. This was a tweet and delete from Corey Graves, and then after that tweet, he also came out with another tweet saying, stay tuned into NXT, he has a lot to say. Now, wrestling fans have been back and forth on the internet deciding, is this a work or is this real life? Alan Zander, you being in that professional wrestling world, is it a work or is it indeed real life?
Oh, now after that second tweet, I didn't know about that one. But yeah, now that you brought that up, I mean, I genuinely hope that they're kind of pulling a fast one on us, and they're kind of finding a way for Corey Graves to come back in the fold with professional wrestling. Because he got a lot left in the tank, I believe. I believe he started something that he really doesn't think he finished all the way. So I hope that it is, you know, that it's not a shoot, that it's 100%, you know, them kind of working us in a way. So, yeah, I honestly feel like that's probably, like, the best case scenario. Because, I mean, if you look back, you know, honestly, the WWE has a track record of having people that had, like, life, like, pretty much life-altering injuries, like Edge, Paige, and now maybe Corey Graves might be on that list. You never know. Big E might possibly be on that list down the line, too, but talking more about Corey Graves right now. But so, yeah, I got confidence in Corey Graves.
Yeah, I'm agree with you. I think it's a word for the simple fact. Last year, we heard Corey Graves was fully cleared to compete in that ring if he wanted to. They didn't pull the trigger right away. And being last year when Pat McAfee was, like, stepped away, Corey Graves was filling a lot of shoes. He was working on both shows when they felt like they couldn't even trust, you know, Wade Barrett. Corey Graves is doing both shows. So me personally, I feel like I don't think WWE is choosing Joe Tessitore and Wade Barrett over Corey Graves. I just feel
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like,
I just don't think that's true. And yeah, we know Corey Graves said in the past one of his dream matchups was to face CM Punk. So seeing that, you know, CM Punk is in the ring, one of his good friends, Seth Rollins, there's an event that always leads to a shocking return around the corner, being the Royal Rumble on February 1st, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if Corey Graves makes his in-ring return very soon.
I'd like to see it, man, because, I mean, people don't really give Corey Graves his flowers because, like you said, he had to adjust to liking something that I'm sure, in reality, he really wasn't thinking about that. He didn't want to do that, but they gave him another opportunity, so of course he's going to take it. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's the WWE, bro. So if they say they got something else for you, you're going to take it. So, I mean, hey, you really can't blame the man. But his heart is really into still wrestling, performing in that ring, performing in front of thousands and millions at home. So, yeah, got my vote. He got my vote in confidence for sure.
Somebody who... Well, it's a couple people planning to make their in-ring returns. Let's start with Alexa Bliss. There's been reports saying that she might be coming back at the Royal Rumble. She's been away for a while now on maternity leave. Are you excited for a potential Alexa Bliss return?
I mean, yeah. I can't really say anything else, but yeah. Sure.
You know, I'm not gonna say I'm excited.
And don't take it the wrong way. It's just, there's so much going on right now, and women, you got so many other women's wrestlers right now that are just taking off. So it's just like, if she were to come back, well, when she comes back, she got a lot of ground to make up. A lot of ground to make up. But, hey.
That's why I said I'm not excited because, you know, I don't really know where she would fit in. Do you put her in the Wyatt Six? Probably not. What I would think would be dope if, like, you know, her, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, like, if they could do something, like, become a trio or something. They kind of all had that effect of, like, you know, the fans' darlings. You know, the blonde that everybody fall in love with. So you could bring her back for that. But I don't really know. You know, I'm just hoping that she doesn't get the Natalya treatment, make a comeback, get lost in the shuffle, you know. Fighting PFC every other Monday. Nobody wants that for Alexa Bliss. But, you know, time will tell. I definitely can't wait to see her back, though. She had that Twisted Bliss is one of the best finishers in recent memory for me personally. A guy on his way out of AEW, potentially, Malakai Black. It's been reported that his contract will be up soon and he does not plan on returning to AEW. Where do you think he is headed next?
Coming back home. He's going in the same place that I think Edge or Cope should be. Going home. Like, bro, I swear, it's like every time I see him in a segment now, it's just like, I just think, like, Edge, just come home, bro. Just come on home, man. Like, it honestly, bro, if you have to be like a producer or something like that, or you have some type of hand in like the booking aspect, just come on home, bro. Like, go ahead and have that retirement match with your best friend, Christian Cage, and come on home. Just come on home, bro. Like, at this point, I hate to say it, bro. Like, I really don't want to be the guy to say it, bro. I don't want to say this. Hell, I'm going to just say it, man. This is getting embarrassing, bro. It's getting embarrassing, bro. Just come on home, bro.
Why you feel that way?
Nah, it just don't hit the same, bro. That's like going on GTA 5 after 2 years off the game or something. Like, after not playing after a while. It's not going to hit the same, bro. Like, yeah, you still have the heist. You still can get all the cars you want and all that. But it's just like, it just don't hit the same, though. It's not as fun. Like, yeah, it's nostalgic. It's always going to be a nostalgic factor into it. But it just ain't hitting the same for me. That's just me personally. It just has not hit. And I know I'm going off topic with this Malakai Black, but if you haven't already realized it, I want him back in the WWE. Because that's where he belongs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been on this whole Cope thing for about a month now between Xander and that name.
It's like the moment I hear it, it's like I go on this rant because it's just like, man, like, I don't care.
I'm going to get back to Malakai in a second, but what I think is going to happen, though, I see it now. Christian is going to end up cashing in on Cope. I see it now. I see where this is going. I'm calling it now.
So you think he's going to win the AEW championship?
Who, Cope?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to beat John Moxley, and then Christian going to beat him.
It ain't gonna hit the same, bro. I'm telling you. It's just like, bro, let's say, dog, I'm gonna be happy for Edge or Cope. I'm sorry, I'm gonna be happy for him, but it's just like, bro, yeah, I mean, shoot, you kind of finished your story, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of came back and, like, got your World Heavyweight Championship, but it's not the World Heavyweight Championship. It's the AEW Championship.
I mean, so it's still a nice looking belt, though.
It's a nice looking belt, but it's like, it ain't the way. Hey. It's not even the Universal Championship, bro. Just come on home, bro. God.
In the words of John Moxley, he said that AEW is currently building something that is going to last in the future. So if that is Cope being world champion and then Christian taking it for him in the future to be the building block of that company, then that's what it's gonna be.
Hey,
but back to Malachi Black.
It is what it is.
Seeing that Malachi Black was one of the original Triple H guys down in the Black and Gold NXT. If you never seen that NXT, go check it out. That was, no offense to Shawn Michaels, but that was definitely the best era of NXT. His wife is in the LWO, Zelina Vega. She's in WWE. I feel like that's gonna play a factor into it.
I'm sure she's in his ear. You know.
Yeah. We seen people.
Not a lot, but I'm sure she's in his ear about it.
We seen people jump ship from AEW to WWE, had great success. You see Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Penta, Jay Cargill, Ethan Page. Lexus King is the NXT Heritage Cup champion. Lexus King being formerly known as Brian Pillman Jr. So, you know, if you Malachi Black, why not? So, and
oh yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you know what's crazy? There was all those rumors about Kevin Owens' contract expiring. I don't think that man going anywhere.
That man ain't going nowhere, bro. So now this is the thing. Could you really see a Kevin Steen in AEW, bro?
Could I see it? Yes. But do I want to see it? No.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, if the paychecks is looking good, I'm sure they're going to take it. But it's like, look, I'm sure CM Punk has told them stories about what he's experienced over there on the other side.
But so, you got to remember,
and they're taking Kevin that Owens, information with what they will.
You got to remember, but Kevin Owens' best friends is the Young Bucks. And then you got Adam Cole over there, those when they, in the ROH days. So, you know, that play a factor in it too. Sami Zayn.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. I just thought of that. SmackDown. Let's start with Paul Heyman coming out and addressing the crowd, addressing Cody Rhodes, saying that now the undisputed only tribal chief is declaring for the Royal Rumble, and he has his sights set on regaining his WWE Undisputed Championship from Cody Rhodes. Do you think Roman Reigns is in prime position to win that Royal Rumble?
And, ooh. This kind of goes back to my early Royal Rumble predictions that we did on a podcast episode like months ago. Mm-hmm. I did say Roman Reigns was going to be my pick to win the Royal Rumble this year. But I think that was also before this whole John Cena farewell tour was announced. And you know how much I want Super Cena back for one more run. So, with that in the play, I don't think it's happening. I think somewhere down the line, the Bloodline might cost him that Royal Rumble spot, or we might get some seeds planted for a future WrestleMania match.
Ain't no
if
Mike.
If they play their cards right.
Ain't no Mike. I'm still holding on to hope. I'm still holding on to the fact that we gonna get pick number 31. And it's gonna be the final boss.
Didn't I see
Roman Reigns over that top rope?
I don't know how true this is, but I think I seen a thing where they was talking about that they want this Roman to be 40 man again.
WWE.
Oh, that must have been bullcrap. I don't think that was real.
WWE. I'm talking you. We do not want it. We don't want it.
Hey. A 40-man Royal Rumble? I mean, this is the thing, though, with how stacked the roster is now, though. But think about it, though. Think about it, though. Because the last 40-man Royal Rumble, they had to bring back all these legends.
Alberto Del Rio won.
Okay. But look, though. They had to bring back all these legends to fill in them spots. Mm-hmm. But with how the roster is now, you don't have to put legends in them spots. You can have a couple legend cameos, but you got a whole NXT roster. that can fill up them spots.
See,
I wouldn't agree with it, but I wouldn't be mad at it though. If they played it right, if they did it the right way, it could be a good Royal Rumble.
See, if they did it the right way. Now, like, I'm not against it, but then we also got to think about we're going to have 2 Royal Rumble matches already. So that's 60 participants right there. Then.
Well, might be 80, because there might be a 40 woman and 40 man.
See, no, we don't
then
need
again,
it. We don't
then again, no. Okay.
They're not even going to find 40 women. Because they're not putting everybody in NXT in a Rumble. They're not doing it. Look, I agree that, you know, some people need more shine in the Rumble, but I think less is more in the sense that we're going to get to other people who declare for the Royal Rumble later, but the way it's shaping up, the Royal Rumble is going to be so stacked that we don't even know who's going to win. And I like it that way. So, less is more.
Well, I know who's going to win. I got the inside scoop, you feel me? I know who's going to win.
Spill the beans.
HLR. Mr. Hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Hey. Pun intended, I can't see him winning the Royal Rumble.
Who you got? The Tribal Chief?
Nah. I can't see him winning either. But you know what sounds like see him? CM. And I can see him winning the Royal Rumble.
CM Punk.
Man, he gonna get in that Royal Rumble. It's gonna be clobbering time for all 29 participants.
Alright, you know what? Now that I think about it, he doesn't have Cody Rhodes in his way, so I guess I could see him winning it. So I mean, hey.
Alright. Another man that I would love to see in the Royal Rumble, Jacob Fatu. He's been on an interesting trajectory recently. This Friday night SmackDown, he was able to talk, show more of his character. He was kicked out the building by LA Knight, came back in later in the night and attacked him. He also got into it with Braun Strowman not that long ago. He got problems with the Usos. Who you think should be next in line to be Jacob's first singles rival?
Ooh, this is kind of neck and neck between Braun Strowman and LA Knight. But yeah, I think more so Braun Strowman, though, because if he can beat Braun Strowman, that's going to show people that, okay, Jacob Fatu ain't the one to mess with, bro.
First of all, everybody beat Braun Strowman. Like, let's be real.
Carmelo Hayes beat Braun Strowman.
Exactly. And they not
by count out, though, but hey, he did it.
I like what Carmelo said. Him and Solo, you know, they cut from the same cloth. So I can see them two working together. But I definitely want to see.
Yo, I just peeped game. That's crazy. They cut from the same cloth in NXT 2.0. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But I can see, like, I want to see Jacob versus Braun. I think they're going to do crazy stuff, kind of like Braun and Bronson Reed. I think that's going to go crazy. But, you know, what I ultimately want to see later down the line, Jacob, Roman, we're going to get to that. But right, like in the near future, we got to get Jacob versus Solo. Do you know how crazy the "I hate you, Solo" is going to be?
You know, bro, and did you peep game that he didn't even say "I love you, Solo" in the promo?
He did say it during the match, though.
Oh, he said it during the match? Oh, well, then never mind. That just debunks my theory I had.
Yeah. No, I actually peeped too. Like, he ain't mentioned Solo at all during the promo, but he did say it during the match. Solo gonna be returning to SmackDown this upcoming week, so I'm interested to see, like, what his route is, because he can't claim Tribal Chief no more. He also told them boys they gonna have to acknowledge Roman Reigns as they Tribal Chief. So, but
yeah, especially after The Rock was the one to put the Ula Fala on him, you got no choice now. You ain't got a choice.
But I ain't forget about Solo what the people in the crowd caught him saying that Bad Blood when The Rock came out. I ain't forget about that. He said it was all in the plan. So I'm just saying. They said
that,
it was.
I think that plan just might be buried though.
I know, but somebody who is not buried, Tiffany Stratton. She came out to address the crowd, explaining that she's not dumb, and she's the one that played Nia Jax. After this, she was interrupted by Nia, who was then interrupted by Bayley, who was then interrupted by Naomi and Bianca Belair. And they all got into a brawl. But before we get to, you know, the number one contender's Fatal 4-Way match, Tiffany Stratton, the crowd cheers for her, but her promo was kind of heelish, at least to me. Do you think Tiffany is a heel or a face right now?
I really don't know. I wouldn't call her a tweener, because that's like, you don't want that label.
Yeah.
I'd say more so babyface, but you see though, like when you're mostly, this is the thing, like when you're a heel and you turn babyface, most of the time, they don't change their characteristics, like, right away. Because, what she did, that was more of, like, babyface-ish. You know what I mean? In a way. Mm-hmm. She cashed in her Money in the Bank contract against a heel champion. So, I mean, hey. So, some can actually, like, say, okay, that was her face turn. When that title was her face turn, so... Like I said, I'll have to just wait and see what happens, because, yeah, it kind of got me off guard a little bit too with that. But then I had to remember, like, for the most part, every heel that went babyface didn't turn right away. They didn't instantly start, you know, being all happy and joyful and high fiving the crowds and all stuff. Like it developed over time. Like it started coming up over time. So
true.
Wait and see.
Not in the VKM booking era.
Yeah.
In the VKM booking era, boy, you was high-fiving fans literally after your turn. I'll just say it. But going back to that Fatal 4-Way match, Bayley is now the number one contender. She hit Naomi with the rose plant. In that match, they was also teasing Naomi and Bianca getting into it. They was trying not to hit each other, but they end up Bianca ended up hitting Naomi with the braid at the end, and Bayley was able to capitalize, and she is now the number one contender. But you know, with all that aside, I'm happy for Bayley and everything, for her to lose this upcoming Friday on SmackDown. But is the Rose Plant the worst finisher ever?
No comment, bro. I've seen worse. I'll just say that. I've seen worse, bro.
Okay. But it's pretty bad, in my opinion. Like, this is Bayley. She one of the most decorated women in the division. She got to have a better finisher than Rose. Go back to the Bayley to Belly. Go back to the, you know, the flying elbow something. I just can't rock with the Rose. You hook the head, bro, something. Like, she can't even do that.
Hey, I don't know. Because honestly, the same thing with Bayley. It's just Bayley low key has, like, in my book, like, I mean, she can still go. But in my book, it just hasn't been hitting the same.
Nah.
Just hasn't been hitting the same.
I like her better as a heel. Which sounds crazy now. Which sounds crazy to say, because when she was in NXT, she was like one of the best baby faces at that time period.
Mm-hmm.
But she, speaking of NXT, she was on NXT getting into it with Roxanne Perez as the show went off. You know, she was saying how she was going to be women's champion while Roxanne Perez was going to still be stuck in NXT, figuring out her life. Now, call me crazy, but this seemed like an invitation to the main roster.
Instant seed plant, bro. She's gonna be on SmackDown.
What you think? Her idol growing up, that's gonna be her first feud going into the new era. on SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
That rivalry.
Because, like, this is the thing. They're not just going to put stuff out there to just put it out there. There's a reason why Bayley was on NXT.
That's not true.
It was to plant this.
I mean, that's not true.
Well, no.
Because the main event of Bad Blood, they put out there just to put out there.
I lied. That's... I would never forget, bro, like, that's still wild to me, bro, like, that we really, like, we didn't forget about that, bro.
Bro, we didn't.
I didn't forget about it, bro.
And he literally said the next time he see Cody Rhodes, he coming for that championship. The next time he saw Cody Rhodes, he told him that how great he's been at carrying that championship around.
And not only that, they in the back sharing tequila.
I'm telling you. And he back here hugging Seth Rollins in the back. Like, what's going on? Get up.
And it's the same man that called you Mr. Midlife Crisis, though.
For real.
That Mr. Midlife Crisis line will always get me to that's wild, bro.
Nah, that's crazy. Shoot, when he came back with them sunglasses and that beard, damn near looked like it. Man, but staying within rivalries and the bloodline, Jimmy Uso getting a little shine, and it seems like his first rivalry could potentially be Carmelo Hayes. Do you think this rivalry gonna cook?
It has to, bro. It has to. Jimmy Uso finally getting that spotlight, bro. He finally getting that platform. You gotta take advantage of it. And I don't know if people peaked, bro. Look, this is the thing. It's the first time he did it. And people, catch on to it yet. But if you peeked his hands and those, he did the no yeet. I'm telling you, that's gonna pick up, bro. That's gonna pick up. That's gonna pick up. And that's the thing, like, in the crowd, they thought it was that it was just yeet. But they didn't peek the little thing he did. That's gonna catch on, bro.
Nah, for sure. The theme song is fire. So he got the charisma. Him and his brother got to work on the moveset. But hey, you know, they got
WrestleMania 40, man. God, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah.
But you know. I think the rivalry with Cook. I'm just scared that Jimmy gonna be on the losing end. Cause Carmelo Hayes ain't no pushover.
Yeah, but no. That's fine though. Just don't make him look like just don't make him be weak like coming out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gotta be a valid reason.
What would be dope is if he lose, but then we get one of the moments where they put on such a good match in his defeat, like the crowd is like cheering him and everything. And you know, he get his flowers and then he can go on to, chase Shinsuke Nakamura.
This ties into getting that move set up.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But that was pretty much SmackDown in a nutshell. What you think? Yeah.
It was a solid show. I mean, I can't complain. You know, the 3-hour format is kind of growing on me. So they're actually making it work. They're doing they have enough on that show to make the 3 hours work. They have enough on that show to make it work.
Well, one thing that was not 3 hours was Monday Night Raw. It was still a banger anyway. Raw was actually 2 hours and 30 minutes if you was watching
and
live.
And see? I'm not going to trip about this new little format that they're doing on Netflix. It's not like a time restraint. I'm starting kind of noticing.
Not, yeah.
Like, they go until they're done. Because look at the first Raw on Netflix. It was like 3 hours and some change. And now look at the second Raw on Netflix. 2 hours and 30 minutes. Why drag when you don't need to drag?
I agree. Just let it play out.
They don't gotta drag stuff out no more. Yeah. They don't gotta drag stuff out no more.
So you didn't feel like you left Raw shortchanged?
No.
I didn't. But, you know.
No, Raw was good, man. Shoot. Sure. Yeah, Raw was solid. Even with the, with the debut of Penta, that dude, man. I'ma just say, look, that dude got swagger, bro. Like, I really haven't paid attention to him prior to, you know, I've seen a little bit of his matches in AEW. But you know what I mean? I really didn't pay attention. What, his Lucha Underground stuff?
Lucha Underground, bro.
And what's funny is this is the match that I always hear about too.
Him and EO
that you have to watch. Him and EO and him and Chelsea Green, bro.
Yeah. Nah,
like, bro, what?
Like, Lucha Underground was crazy. I know they probably ain't gonna do it now because WWE on Netflix. But when Lucha Underground, like, they had all the episodes on Netflix. So during the pandemic, watch all of them jumps. Nah, Lucha Underground, bro, they was stacked. Like, they had Ricochet, or aka Prince Puma. They had Swerve. I forgot his name on there. They had AR Fox. Like, they talent was crazy.
Yeah.
They had John Morrison.
Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you said it already. Yeah, but they were pretty decent.
Yeah. But Monday Night Raw, though, started off with CM Punk, you know, throwing some subliminals at John Cena, declaring for the Royal Rumble. He was then interrupted by Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre, who also declared for the Royal Rumble. Now, I know who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble, but who do you think is the biggest threat to John Cena potentially winning the Royal Rumble?
I think CM Punk, because this is the thing, though. This kind of almost sounds like the same promo that he kind of cut last year's Royal Rumble. And what did that get him?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You went home empty-handed, sir. Now, I got all the respect for CM Punk. But John Cena's time is up. It is. And he has to go out. He has to go out, you know what I'm saying? With a bang. So, he's a threat, but he's not winning it, bro. I just can't see it, man.
Okay, so my second question, do you think we're going to see CM Punk versus John Cena at WrestleMania? Or is that something you just want to see where it goes?
I have to see where that goes, because honestly, the way this Royal Rumble is like shaping up to be, bro, I really just want to just see it. Honestly, when it comes down to like our predictions and stuff, I'm probably ain't gonna make a prediction for the actual match itself.
You crazy.
I just want to see it. I just want to see it.
No, it's gonna be lit, but John Cena Sr., so John Cena's dad, said that he would actually prefer John Cena to face Gunther at WrestleMania instead of Cody Rhodes. He said, and I quote, "I think that right now, and nothing against Cody Rhodes, I have nothing but good works for Cody. I just think that right now, Gunther is at the peak of his career. He's the best of the best, and that's not taking anything away from Cody, because certainly down the road, I'd love to see Rhodes against Gunther, winner take both. Gunther versus Cena would be the match, and I think that's the person he should face." Talking about WrestleMania 41.
Yeah, look. Damn, why am I yawning so much? But the winner take both concept, scratch that out your head. No, not happening. But he has a point. I mean, I think it's kind of true on the fact that Gunther is the heel.
Yeah.
And John Cena is the babyface. So it's like, you don't want to put two of the top babyfaces against each other on the grandest stage. Like,
unless.
It's been done before. It's been done before. But there was a swerve at the end of it, though. Can you guess what match I'm talking about?
Yeah, I already know what match you're talking about. Austin signing the deal with the devil at WrestleMania 17, baby. Come on now.
Hey, I had the knowledge test you real quick.
Come on now. We can't mention the dude that he signed the deal with. We can't mention him, but, you know.
Well, we'll just refer to him as the devil. He signed the deal with, you know. With the devil, if you know, you know.
But, so that's the only way I can actually see it being done, which that would be fire if, think about it, just y'all, IWC, don't even trip, man. I know y'all hate when people do the hypothetical, but think.
Drop it.
We get Cody Rhodes versus Cena at WrestleMania, and two things could happen. The first, Randy Orton turns on Cody Rhodes. John Cena gets to break the record. Or The Rock being the final boss helps John Cena wins the title. And then they both turn heel and ride off in the sunset at WrestleMania. That'll get everybody going. John Cena goes off to be the next Hulk Hogan. Super Cena in full effect.
That and dude, then, bro, we are putting a petition right now that dude is going to be in the same category as the other guy that we cannot mention on this dang own podcast, bro. Hulk Hogan, bro. Why are we still talking about this man, bro? Like, I don't want to hear nothing about this man, bro. Leave this man in the memes, bro.
I just knew that it would get a rise out of you. That doesn't do it like for Booker me, T? Brother.
Just like Booker T in that one meme, bro, when Hulk Hogan was on the stage. that's like my favorite meme about like Hulk Hogan. That's my favorite meme about him, dog.
Yo, Booker T, bro. Ah, oh, man, I'm gonna get off of that. But yeah, Cody Rhodes versus Cena, I can see it. I can see it ending that way. But honestly, Cena would have to be the one to turn heel. I think if Cody Rhodes was to turn heel, it would ruin everything like going forward for the company.
Now that
he's clearly the guy.
Now that, I mean, I don't know. Because they kind of have been, you know, teasing this little, the Homelander vibes. So he turns heel on the person that's on a farewell tour right now, I mean, it would break so many hearts, and he would get so much heat.
Yeah, but if Cody was to turn heel, who's your next biggest babyface post John Cena? Is it Roman Reigns? Is it Seth Rollins?
Nah, dang. You kind of right on that. Because, I mean, it can't be Roman Reigns no more because, I mean, I'm not going to say he's on his way out, but Roman Reigns, as far as, like, full-time, out.
Yeah.
He ain't a full-time wrestler no more.
Seth Rollins he's been saying it for months. He doesn't have a lot of time left. So.
Seth Rollins?
Yeah, he's like his leg is like not 100%. He's been saying that he doesn't know when he's gonna be able to like how long he's gonna be able to keep going. Go watch the interview you just had with Chris Van Vliet.
See, man, you know where that's from, right? That's from rolling out of them damn them Phoenix splashes all the time, bro. You gotta land them Phoenix splashes, bro. Bro, when he rolls out of him, it looks painful.
Hey, yeah. He hasn't done one in a while. He left that for his protege, Nathan Frazier. Penta, you mentioned him before. He made his debut, and this was, as Michael Cole said, the worst kept secret in all of wrestling. WWE actually came out.
I'd say since Cody Rhodes, but
hours before Raw even kicked off, WWE basically revealed that it was him. They had his merch on. They had his mask for sale, which shout out to Plana Productions on YouTube. Actually made a good point. This could have been in an attempt to like gain money because like those masks are fire. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people was going to buy those masks and buy his merch, knowing that, you know, because Penta, if you don't know about him outside of WWE, especially in Mexico, is a big deal. So You know, he has a lot of fanfare. And the fans know who he is. Surprisingly, my wife knew who he was because she saw him at a live show that TNA had a couple years ago. And she remembered Seto Miedo. So,
like, and one thing that I'm gonna tell you about, like I don't know if you noticed it in the match, but it's something that my boy Ryan had told me about. Shout out to him. I trained with him and all that. But like I don't know if you noticed in the match, but while they was chaining, bro, they was working the right side.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
The wrestling out here, that like in Mexico, they work the right side in Mexico.
Yeah.
Of the body. And when they were chaining, they was working the right side. So Chad Gable doing that, and knowing that, he was like, honestly, he needs to get this man an IC title opportunity, bro. Like, he needs to be, and he needs to be at least a one-time Intercontinental champ. Give him the championship at least one time, bro. He could even have a reign like Jey Uso at this point.
I'm glad you brought up Chad Gable, because as I was watching this match, first of all, that Mexican Destroyer, but
he sold that Chad like Gable, Rentals do, bro.
Chad Gable and Penta put on a banger on a Monday Night Raw. And Chad Gable has been constantly putting on bangers. And recently, Chad Gable has been the, I forgot the word for it, but like for all the newcomers, he's been the guy that you got to go through to prove that you make it on the main roster. So this led me to the theory, is Chad Gable the new Dolph Ziggler? Putting on banger matches, selling his butt off. You know, whenever somebody new comes up to the roster, they got to go through him. So, you know what's next? See, you got to get that briefcase and cash in.
Now, see, this is the point where I would say they gave us a banger on free television. But Netflix ain't free TV no more, bro. It ain't free, bro. So we can't say it's on free TV no more. But yeah, man. They literally tore the house down. I mean, yeah, you had a couple of botches here and there, but come on, man. It's Penta, bro. It's Penta, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Also, look, the language barrier thing. So, you could, like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, what you think about, you think Gable the new Dolph Ziggler, or? You ain't rolling with
it. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that comparison at all. Like, that's a decent comparison. I can see
one thing. One thing I will say, and he bless his heart, because he getting done dirty right now. Just wait till Penta brother come, then they really gonna be turning up for real. And I hope WWE don't limit him like they did Ricochet. I hope they allow him to do like what he does best. So
no. LWO, please.
Nah.
No LWO for neither one of them. Like, please don't do that. If anything, put them both in the tag team together. Like, I guess if that's what you have to do, then do that. But
I actually
don't put them boys in the LWO.
What I seen reports saying that people think it might be Penta versus Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania. Because they've been branding him as the best luchador, and he's on Monday Night Raw. Rey Mysterio's on Monday Night Raw. So, what you think?
They planting the seeds low key. They planting the seeds low key. I wouldn't be surprised either.
You think Rey Mysterio turn heel?
Oh hell no. He's at a point in his career where it's like, if you turn heel, we still gonna cheer you, buddy. Like, it's not gonna work. They're going to have to scrap it just like how they scrapped Edge's heel turn. It's just not going to work. Oh, I'm sorry. Cope. 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 Cope.
Every time.
Come home, bro.
Between him and the other guy with two H's, you're going to lose it, boy. The Wyatt Six was announced that it was announced that they got moved to SmackDown, so they are no longer on Monday Night Raw. They are no longer feuding with the Final Testament. So, I think the last match, the Final Testament won. And now the Wyatt Six are gone. So, are they is their momentum already over with, or?
Man, oh man, it's just boy, oh boy. I think this is what they want. I think they want YS6 still on to be on the USA Network. So this is how they do it. Put them on SmackDown. Hopefully, they find something for them to do on SmackDown. Because if you don't, that momentum going to sail.
I don't even know who they can feud with, like, because their whole thing is, like, family, whatever. So, maybe.
Now, if you kind of switch the concept.
Yeah, true. I was going to say maybe the Bloodline, but then that wouldn't make sense. Because they would take the L.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you go, just please do not have them go against or to go after Roman Reigns. Please don't do it.
Nah.
Please don't do it, because it's not going to end well for them, bro. Hell, he could probably take them all out. All six of them.
We don't
all five of them, I mean. All four. I know five. The fifth one is, what's her face? Nikki Cross.
Yeah. It was also said that we're getting Jey Uso versus Gunther as Saturday night's main event. You think Jey Uso can actually pull it off and be world champion?
I mean, I kind of wish that was the case, but I don't think they're gonna put the title on him, bro.
Unfortunately,
two reasons: they already announced him for the Royal Rumble, and it's just I don't think they're just gonna do that just because he just came out and announced that he's number one contender for the title. He didn't have to go through no match.
He beat Drew McIntyre.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't advertised as the number one contender match, though.
I mean, yeah, but you know how Adam Pearce get down. You know how Triple H get down. If it makes sense, it makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, this is one of them things. I'm going to be rooting for him to win it, but I already know what time it is, unfortunately.
He said, I already know what time it is, bro.
Lyra Valkyria is your inaugural Women's Intercontinental Champion. It's bittersweet for me because I like both women. But, you know, Lyra's my girl. Dakota's my girl. But Lyra, I'm not mad at it. She the first Intercontinental Champion. You don't look too excited about the result.
I wasn't, bro. Just off the fact that, like, Dakota Kai, man, I just feel like she's been through so much, bro, in her career. Yeah. And she's worked, like, hard as hell. Like, she worked her butt off to get, you know what I mean, to get back, you know, and do all this stuff. And then, like, she could have had that inaugural Intercontinental Championship, you know what I mean? She could have been the first one to get it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, whatever happens to her, they can't take that away from her. But it's just like, I guess that, you know, this is where we go from here. So, but I think she'll probably get, you know what? She'll probably get something bigger than that, honestly, down the line.
Yeah, we shall see.
Women's World Championship.
Speaking of Women's World Champion, Rhea Ripley. She came out to address what's next for her, saying that she's officially done with Liv Morgan. We'll see about that. But then she was interrupted by Nia Jax, who was then once again interrupted by Bayley. So they all got into a brawl as Bayley and Rhea teamed up on Nia Jax and got her out the way. Bayley was staring that world's championship up and down. So it seems like Nia and Bayley will be making the jump to Raw, possibly, and challenging Rhea. So, what do you think about that?
I could have swore literally a couple minutes ago we just said that Bayley was going to be facing Tiffany Stratton for the women's championship.
It's not official, but she was staring it up and staring like Rhea's championship up and down.
Yeah, it's but that's the thing official. Though. Then why plant that seed then? But see, that kind of throws me off too, because now she's also in the thing with Roxanne Perez.
Yeah.
Which now that I think about it, Bayley has really been on all three shows.
She has.
That's insane. Hey, kudos to her. Hey, I just realized that. She was on all three shows, bro.
They really milking this transfer window thing.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Like, I'm literally surprised it's still going on. I thought I was going to be done by the time Netflix dropped.
Me too. But, you know, we'll see. The main event.
I just hope it don't fall flat. I hope it don't fall flat.
Oh, yeah. No. Me either. Because they got to tighten up. But the main event was the street fight between Damian Priest, Finn Balor, where they really pulled out all the stops. You know, we got the holy spit chants, unedited. We had fighting in the crowd. We had a suplex, a Falcon Arrow off the balcony onto some tables. We had a stretcher. We had that person beat off the stretcher. We had two other table spots. Man, it was a lot going on in this street fight. Ultimately, Damian Priest came up with the win. And Raw, if he was on the East Coast, ended at 10:30. So, and that was pretty much Monday Night Raw. It was a solid show. Your thoughts on the street fight and your thoughts on Monday Night Raw overall?
Oh, so what the heck? Is that Undertaker?
I was about to say Undertaker popping up. He heard what you said on last week episode about him not being the GOAT.
Oh, snap. But anyway.
Rolling.
That street fight was a good match. It was definitely, you know, definitely main event worthy. But Finn Balor taking that pin again is just like, where does he go from there? Like, now that I think about it, did he even get a win in this series?
No.
Just a clean sweep by Damian Priest.
Yeah, he got dog.
Like, I mean, it just makes Damian Priest look more like a monster. But I mean, and he's like a threat now. But it's like, man, Finn Balor. Like, bro, it's like the thing that I said before is really just like it's coming true about Finn Balor, bro. Finn Balor, it really is the Derrick Rose of the WWE, bro. It just, after them injuries, he has not been the same, bro.
I know.
And before the injuries, he was in talks of being multi-time world champion. So it's like, oof. And this is during the VKM era. Yeah, the VKM era. This is during the VKM era. So it's like, I don't know, man. I don't think he's a Triple H guy.
Which is crazy because in NXT, he really was.
I don't think he's a Paul Levesque guy no more.
And became champion again. But, you know, I don't really know what's next for either of these guys. Like, I don't know what's next for Damian Priest now because he can't challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I would like to see him go for the IC title.
He got his hand tied with Sheamus. They're going to be battling out on Saturday Night Main Event as well. Unless he go jump ship and battle Shinsuke Nakamura. But then one of those guys got to lose. So,
But yeah, Raw all together, like I said, it being a 2 hours and 30 minutes, them not having a time restraint, it makes it feel like it's not rushed. Because I was one point, it was no point during the entire show when I watched it that I feel like, okay, maybe they are kind of dragging this out a little bit.
Nah, for sure. Raw was special. Penta's debut really highlighted the whole show for me, personally.
It's the walk for me, bro. Once I seen the walk, I'm sold, bro. I know. I was sold, bro. He just got that swagger about him. It's just, I'm sold, bro.
Nah, for sure. It's only up from here. But last week, we didn't come up with the worst wrestling names. You had a whole week to think about it. Did you come up with one?
I actually thought of one.
Hopefully it's not the same.
Like right on the pod. I wouldn't say it's like the worst wrestling name, but I would say it's more of like, I'd say it's more of like a forgettable wrestler. This is a wrestler a lot of people actually like forgot about.
Okay.
Eric Escobar.
Oh, Umaga's manager?
Nah.
What was his name?
Armando Estrada.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Eric Escobar, bro. The dude that freaking what's her face? Vicky Guerrero managing him.
Managing? Yeah. I don't even remember, cuz I gotta look at
that. Yeah, Eric Escobar, bro. Dog had like a short stint with the company, bro, and they just cut him. He was on SmackDown and everything, bro. He had like a couple matches, and that was it, bro. Eric Escobar, bro. Yeah. Yes.
Nah, yeah, I don't even remember him. Mine was Shorty
bro!
G.
Bro! Oh, Shorty G? That was yours?
Mine was Shorty G. That was pretty bad.
Well, I got another one. Well, it's going to be a controversial one, but I wasn't really feeling it like that.
What's that?
The Great Khali.
Nah, that one kind of fire. I ain't gonna lie. To me, it's kind of fire.
Damn good wrestler, though.
Yeah. When they took Mustafa Ali name away, and they just called him Ali.
Oh yeah, all the last name transitions. Those are all on the list. So Cesaro actually was pretty good. That was the only good one. Yeah. Riddle was terrible. Like, and then what's funny about the Riddle one was he was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. He was like, oh, all my friends they call me Riddle. Nah, bro.
Hey man, he tried to save it, man.
He tried to save it, but no, bro.
Another one that worked, Andrade. Like, cause he was Andrade CN Almas. And then he dropped that.
Which they kind of was still calling him that even after like they named him Andrade like on commentary and stuff. They were still kind of saying it. I'm about to see what the people are saying are the worst names.
Happy and what is?
I'm about to see what Bleacher Report said what the worst names were. See what they said. Oh, I can't say that one. I can't say that one.
Why not?
Because that's a person that's very, he's very controversial. His old gimmick. I'll just say it's one of his old gimmicks.
Mr. America?
No.
Oh.
Another guy. CB.
Oh, that's what I thought. But then, like, what was one?
Yeah.
What was his other gimmick?
Oh, wait. Okay, so according to Bleacher Report, they're saying Scotty Too Hotty is a bad name.
Grandmaster.
What?
Grandmaster Sex and Scotty Too Hotty was fire. Too Cool was fire.
Let me see what else they got. Oh, Festus?
Yeah, Festus. And I remember Festus and Jesse, bro.
Now, this one might strike a nerve with some people, but according to the Bleacher Report, Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Yeah. Nah, his WCW name was worse. Didn't they call him the Booty Man?
The what? You lying, bro. Oh, I gotta look this up. You lying, bro. You lying, bro.
I swear. His name was the Booty Man, bro.
No. Yeah,
the Booty Man WCW, bro. You think I'm capping, bro? I know my history.
Dog, they really tried it.
Bro, we can make a whole list about WCW worst name, bro, because it got pretty bad in the late 90s.
Disco Inferno? They said that was a bad one.
Yeah, but Disco... Him and Conan podcast, I rock with, so I ain't gonna throw no
dirt. Jimmy Wang Yang is on this list. Yeah. You remember him?
Yeah. One hell of a moonsault, dude.
He had a short stint with the company. You know, it's funny. I think the last time I played SmackDown vs. Raw 2009, I made Jimmy Wang Yang the WWE champion, bro.
I can't believe you ain't remember Booty Man.
Nah. I forgot all about that, but that's like, dang, bro. Ain't no wonder that they, that what you call it, ain't work out.
Mr.
WCW ain't work out. Okay, yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Mr. Ass?
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same as the Booty Man, bro. That's literally the exact same thing. That's the exact same thing, just worded different. Like, come on, bro. It's the same shit.
What about
only difference was, only difference with that is they was actually able to get it over.
What about Big Daddy V?
Yeah, that was bad too. When he came out and did the whole thing like that. Yeah, that was bad. God rest his soul, man.
Yeah, sure.
Viscera wasn't though.
No. Viscera in a Dark Ministry.
Yeah.
The Love Machine.
That wasn't bad. No. I'm talking about the Dark. The what you call it? The Ministry of Darkness. I ain't talking about the Love Machine, Viscera, because his finisher on 2007 when I was his Raw, bro. I still can't get that out of my head, bro.
No.
Wild, bro. Yuke's, bro, was on something when they made that, bro. Yuke's was on something, bro.
That was his finishing move in real life.
I'm saying, but like, that's really how he finished his matches, though? Like, dang, that's crazy, yes. Bro. That's crazy, bro.
Go look at Viscera versus Simon Dean.
That's another one. I mean, nah, but that's not a bad name, but it's like,
nah,
that's another
gimmick,
people forgot about.
Bro, Simon Dean gimmick was crazy. That man would really like show up and try to sell you on towels and scooters and whatnot, bro.
I'm trying to sell you protein shakes and stuff, like, I'm
trying to tell you.
I remember that one segment that he did with what's his face? Batista. And he like, he flattened them out, bro. Batista flattened them out, dog. John wild.
I'm not gonna lie.
There's been a lot of bad wrestling names.
I'm not gonna lie. I know we gotta wrap it up soon, but I just want to say this one thing, bro. Back in that day, like the middle of the Ruthless Aggression era, when like Batista was the world champion on SmackDown, everybody entrance was fire, bro. MVP. Had one of the best entrances ever. Mr. Kennedy with the microphone coming down from the ceiling. Batista's pyro.
They really took... they really did take entrances seriously back then.
The boogeyman
like,
entrance.
The presentation of the superstars? Yeah, they took it serious,
bro.
Back then.
Like the Raw was more like gimmick. Like, not gimmicky, but like they were like heavily gimmick. Like, you had the Spirit Squad.
Bro, like, I will never forget when the Spirit Squad did the one spot with Shawn Michaels, bro.
Oh, throwing him up in the air?
They slung him, bro?
Yeah.
Dog, dude was like 15 feet in the air, bro. You would have thought he fell off the Hell in a Cell, bro, for how high he went, dog.
Speaking of Shawn Michaels, I watched a good match with him and Jeff Hardy the other day. Like, just going back, it was on some random Raw. Like, they had a dope match. They done wrestled each other
that's
a few
thing.
Times.
That's when they put out bangers on free TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way that we can see a banger on free TV is if we go on the CW or USA on SmackDown. So, SmackDown, you're going to have to bring back how you used to be in the Ruthless Aggression era, where you put on the best matches and Raw put on the best storyline. So, y'all got to step up y'all game in the match department, man.
Shoot, man. We ain't going to hold y'all much longer. Mr. Xander. Anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here?
Just got the usual, man. Follow me on all social medias. AlanXander_ and your boys on TikTok with a new page. XanderEdits_. Edits with a Z. So go ahead and tap in with your boy, you know what I mean? I'm just over there you know what I mean? Just making videos, bro. We just
viral.
Chilling. Wow. Hey, they messing with it, though, bro. Bro, I even had a person say that I made a video package that could have been used like on Dirty V, bro. I was like, hey, I mean, I'm not going to say it. Look, and I just did that because I was bored, bro. Like, you noticed when I did that, like, I didn't do nothing special to the video. I just put clips together.
You know what I said? The black Kevin Dunn.
Hey, I'll take it.
Hey, but, you know, man, I hope everybody good. You know, it's a little chilly where I'm at right now, so hopefully everybody's staying healthy and warm.
You see me, I stay with a hoodie on, bro. It's always cold.
True. You know, y'all like, share, comment, subscribe. You know, we trying to be like Xander Edits over here. Our stuff ain't popping like him. He the CEO right
now. Man, look, I don't know, bro. I guess because everybody getting off TikTok or something, I guess like the algorithm is just shooting everybody's stuff up right now. So that's probably what it is, bro. Man,
I gotta start dropping more reels. But you know, we already know.
This... I kind of hope that this ban don't happen. Because if this ban don't happen, bro, I'm about to really start being like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna start being, you know, consistent on TikTok now. Because now that I see what, like, you know, like what it can do. If you put the right content out there, oh yeah, it could blow.
That so, Alexander reel gonna hit like crack, boy.
Telling you, man.
But man, I'm your host. You know, the one and only Inferma, Rhonda Don, and your co-host, or my co-host, your other host, looking like Durag Vince McMahon. What's up, my nigga? Alan Xander, ladies and gentlemen. And like that, ladies and gentlemen, we out.
Peace.
Trip forever and I'm just not getting started. That's the one. Yeah.